This is Dr. Mejia, dictating for patient. Farida Raji, RAWJI, medical records on 48070, October 12, 13, 1946, referring physician self. Procedure perform colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedure biopsies. Date of the procedure, January 8, 2022. Indications. History of Crohn's disease, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, normal appearing EGD, number 2, internal hemorrhage, number 3, diverticulosis coli, number 4, otherwise normal colonoscopy, paragraph. Left of insertion, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, unable to intubate terminal ileum, complications known immediately, medication, aspirin, monitor, anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, paragraph. Operative procedure, aspirin, double template, paragraph. Findings, otopharynx appear normal, paragraph. Esophagus appear normal, paragraph. Stomach appear normal, biopsy taken from antrum, body, right H. pylori, paragraph. Duodenum D1, D2 appear normal, biopsy taken from second portion of the duodenum, rola celiac disease, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings and rectum. Internal hemorrhoids, pure sigma descending colon scattered diverticulosis present, pure paragraph, spinoflexure appear normal, pure paragraph, transverse colon scattered diverticulosis present, pure paragraph, hepatic flexure ascending colon scattered diverticulosis present, pure cecum, single diverticular knotted, period, unable to intubate terminal ileum despite multiple attempts, colon was tortuous, there's looping present, pure paragraph, colon seems to be redundant, pure paragraph. Biopsy is taken right colon, left colon, and transverse colon to evaluation Crohn's disease, period, paragraph. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, continue on Humira. Number 3, follow up clinic. And number 4, patient is to follow up in GI office in 3 to 4 weeks, period. We might consider a CT enterography to evaluate for or follow up on possible small bowel, on history of small bowel Crohn's.